This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Thursday night, we will be at Wings Etc. in Bowling Springs, South Carolina, right there on Highway 9. Another Rise Guys P1 Pilsner pour to the public. They always have it on draft there, but also in cans. And then come see us this coming Thursday night. This Thursday, 6 until 8. In the meantime, I'm about to enlighten you.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you, Paige. That's Paige that does the intro there. A lot of people don't realize that.
So good.
She's a VO artist.
Sounds great, too. Sounds great on there.
Remember, if you can always contact me if you have your own conspiracies that you want me to investigate. And by that, I mean I finger Google is what I do. I sit there and just type away and find out. But you have to know where to look, the right sources, right?
Yes.
This one right here is going to, this, especially Fatboy. Some of you will be like, oh, maybe I knew that. Or some of you will be like, okay, big deal. But Fatboy's going to be rattled to his core.
I don't even know what to guess.
Well, I said that this a lot of the P1s have taken this into their body before.
Mm-hmm.
I know all of y'all have. Fatboy has, Paige has, Nine has multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Jägermeister. Jäger bombs.
Oh, man. I had some Saturday.
Oh. Jäger bombs. Oh, boy, oh,
it's
boy.
It's my favorite
maybe,
liquor.
Maybe Thursday.
Is it real? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. I knew that.
It's my favorite liquor of all time.
There was always rumors about Jägermeister, and you know the ones I'm talking about, especially pre-internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's made with deer blood.
Yeah, it is.
Oh!
Yeah, it is.
Oh, guess what? Not true.
Oh, thank God.
We'll be back right after this. What else do we need to say?
What's the conspiracy with Jägermeister?
There would be no deer blood in it. There is no deer blood in it.
Thank goodness.
But there would be no Jägermeister without Adolf Hitler. What? Oh, boy.
So it also doesn't exist without Hugo Boss.
You're jumping ahead of me, Jim.
Oh.
The story of Jägermeister. The recipe for many years was locked away. There was the deer blood rumors and all that. Much hasn't changed about the recipe since the year 1934. Wilhelm Maas founded a vinegar and wine company in a building that still stands in a place called Wolfenbüttel. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Maybe.
How would you say that word right there, Jim? It's got an umlaut in it. Wolfenbüttel?
Yeah, probably.
Wolfenbüttel.
I'd say it less Swedish, though.
It's very close to the actual Jägermeister shop where you can buy all the shot glasses, and they have Jäger toasters and Jäger bikinis and all that stuff. But it was a tough time, right? Trade was tough when Wilhelm's son, Kurt Mast, joined the business in the early 30s and set about concocting what was called a Crowder liquor, a.k.a. herbal liquor, the sort that many people had used for many centuries as a medicine.
Yes.
Now, by this point, Wolfenbüttel and the surrounding hills were a popular hunting retreat amongst the senior ranks. of the Nazi Party.
Really?
Hermann Göring later on would be known as Adolf Hitler's number two. second in command.
That's funny. That's funny.
He was a regular, and one of his close friends was Kurt Mass, a fellow huntsman.
Yeah.
So when the Nazis came into power in 1933, Göring was appointed interior minister of the Nazi Party.
Okay.
He soon pushed through laws that would create regional Jägermeisters, or what is known as Masters of the Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They would meet in these lodges, and they would have these massive, lavish parties and all this stuff. He was looking for a way to market his drink. So he named it Jägermeister and created a robust bottle. You've seen it, that gothic typeface on there, is green bottle, you know it. The logo, he said he wanted to choose a mythical deer with a beaming cross between its antlers.
Yeah.
That, according to legend, had appeared before Hubertus, the patron saint of hunting.
What?
There's a patron saint of hunting called Hubertus.
Well, it's news to me.
So, as all this goes on, he becomes close friends with Hitler, and they are like hunting buddies or whatever. In fact, as a reward for all the Nazi parties that helped go in and slaughter the Jews, he was going to give them each a Jägermeister land for their own hunts.
Mm-hmm.
They could start their own little Jägermeisters, which was known as a master of hunting. In Wolfenbüttel, the actual first factory, I know I'm saying it wrong, get over
you
it.
You might not be. It just sounds funny.
The house that it was originally concocted in was a house that the state had seized from a Jewish family. So Jägermeister was first made in a place that they had actually taken from a Jewish family.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So the end of the war, with Hitler and everybody, the World War, Mass was summoned to appear before the British military governor of Wolfenbüttel and called to account for his Nazi association. And somehow he told them that he was never a full-fledged member of the Nazi Party, although his two best friends were.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, all right, you're cool. Go back to making your Jägermeister. And he did.
They didn't move production to Brazil or Argentina?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
That was the Nazi party you're thinking about.
I think mostly Italians went to Argentina.
No. So think about that for a minute. The whole concoction of Jägermeister, especially the name, came from the Nazi party. And this guy was going to create this whole the other word for Jägermeister is like a hunting lodge, mm-hmm. right? A master hunter, a hunter's lodge. And everybody... Hitler was going to reward his number one, his number two, his number three, everybody throughout with their own hunting land that they seized from Jewish people.
I've only ever hunted one thing on Jägermeister.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That's endangered here lately with you, I understand.
A bush to hurl in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see.
Ew.
Well, you had me at the first part.
Yuck.
That sucks, man. It's pretty much Hitler liquor.
Well, so his nephew, Gunter.
Yeah, the Gunter, yeah.
He took over the brand from Mass Widow, M-A-S-T. No relations to Kurt Mast, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think. He's from Virginia, not Germany. He decided he wanted to change it up. This is in the 70s. Jägermeister became the first liquor brand to ever sponsor a soccer team in the whole world.
Yeah.
They started sponsoring all these different race car competitions. And then it infiltrated into the college fraternities.
Yeah.
And that's how... For years, it was known as Nazi juice.
Mm-hmm.
But then this nephew got it and said, we need to turn this into a brand that people like and look at and admire and stuff. So Jägermeister became the brand we know today.
Is that when they started sponsoring a bunch of heavy metal bands and stuff?
You're talking about Motley Crue?
Yeah, Pantera and Metallica back in the day and all kinds of bands,
right? Slipknot, I think they actually promoted one of their tours or maybe two or three of their tours.
I remember drinking it off the block of ice at the Jägermeister music tours back in the day.
Like, for instance, in your book of drinks, a dead Nazi is half Jäger, half Rumpelmintz.
Oh, Lord, that's a terrible thing.
That's a shot.
That's a dead thing. Me.
Yeah.
That's so good, though. 56 herbs and spices.
It's a herbal liquor. That's what it was originally known as, a herbal liquor. And people for centuries used the concoction as medicine.
I'd still rather drink Jägermeister than Fireball, no matter the history of anything.
Oh, yeah, even if you put it in a box and put a tap on it.
Then again, I'd rather mix gasoline and turpentine than drink Fireball.
Well, see, after the big raid, they found, you know, all these different bunkers that Hitler had all this stuff. And he had, in one of the bunkers, they found a treasure trove of champagne, cognac, and Jägermeister.
Okay.
The original mix.
The original mix.
I was going to buy some today.
In a bunker. Well, how do you feel about that now? Because, Fat Boy, you're half Jewish. That's the reference here.
That's awful. I mean, it really is. But everything's got a history, right? It still tastes good.
Yeah.
Everything. Still, Nine mentioned it earlier. There. Hugo Boss, the great designer, made Nazi uniforms.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
There would be no NASA without Nazis.
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of technology. There wouldn't be methadone, for one thing, without Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they couldn't get access to opium to make morphine, so they came up with methadone.
I want
to
drink an American liquor. Why can't we create something that's as tasty as Jaeger? Because we ain't done it yet.
How dare you? I was about to say we made whiskey, but we didn't do that either. We made moonshine, by God.
I've never heard your theory before, and that's kind of shocking to me.
Which one, Paige?
The Nazi relation to the Jägermeister. But I did hear that it was more medicinal, that it was like a cough syrup when it was first created.
For centuries.
Yeah, here's a prescription to get naked and start a fight. Yeah,
which didn't make any sense because I didn't feel better after I took some Jägermeister. Usually I had some wild ideas.
Yeah,
I went swimming at
naked. Yeah,
3 a.m. You know, stuff like that. Not feel better.
Somebody asked why is the dead Nazi shot half Jaeger, half Rumplemintz, and I looked that up too. Rumplemintz, the logo for it is the double-headed golden eagle, which was the German coat of arms.
Okay.
So it was like war on a label, even.
Yeah.
I mean, like you imagine if you were Jewish and but you loved Jägermeister.
Oh, yeah, I can.
I know.
Fat Boy can, yeah.
God, I know. It blows your mind.
Maybe I won't drink as much. It's so good, though. It's so tasty.
For those of you asking about the NASA stuff, just Google Operation Paperclip, and that stuff will amaze you. It really will amaze you that the head of NASA, the guy that allegedly got us to the moon, was also the head of, like, Nazi science. Von Werner, right?
Crazy.
Von Werner.
Well, there's something up with Jaeger because it's 70 proof, but man, it'll put it on you like it's way more than that.
Yeah, it will.
Are you going to boycott it now? Any of you guys?
Nah.
I ain't drank it forever, to be honest with you. I haven't drank it since, I don't know how long. I will. I just ain't think about it. I get stuck on drinks. Like, I'm an Amaretto Sour guy now and a Moscow Mule guy.
And Bahama Mama pitcher.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule.
And let me tell you something about them Moscow Mules. If you don't make it with ginger beer, shame on you.
Yeah.
Make it with ginger ale.
It's not real.
It's not a real drink.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
That's a good point.
All right. With all that said, there's going to be a common theme with this hour of the show. Alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. I'm more of a beer and straight liquor kind of guy.
I'll tell you this. Beer will make me more talkative. Liquor turns me into an introvert. It really does.
Wow,
beer turns me into Mr. Talky, Social Butterfly, Chatty Cathy.
Friendly, I'll be talking ear off at a urinal.
Yeah.
Start there.
Well, he dresses as a urinal cake.
I do. I put on a urinal costume and go sit in the bathroom.
All right. Speaking of alcohol, the movie that Paige was talking about so much last week, we all were, The Dirt, Motley Crue movie on Netflix. Nine saw it. He's going to review it for you right
now. Back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:33. The super huge announcement coming up a little after 9. It won't be right at 9 o'clock. Because a lot of you are saying, hey, I got a break right at 9 o'clock. I'm going to run out the car. Maybe run out at like 3 after. Or be in your car about 3 to 5 after.
Yeah, it'd be a good time.
Get like a 15-minute smoke break or whatever it is. You know, I want it to work out for you.
Pop up that radio.com app real quick about 3 to 5 after.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, I did not see it over the weekend, but Nine did, and he promises a movie review of The Dirt, starring Motley Crue. Or about Motley Crue, not starring.
Yeah.
Do they appear in the movie at all? Let me ask that question first. Does actual Motley Crue, Mick Mars, Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, and Nikki Sixx appear in the movie, The Dirt,
on
Netflix.
You'll see glimpses of some of them.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Not like they do cameos or anything, but they show up. At
not like Stan Lee does in all his movies.
It's an interestingly done movie because it's it's directed by Jackass guy,
Jeff Tremaine.
Yes, and so it's interestingly done, and also it kind of has some fourth wall breaks to it.
Jeff Tremaine was really mean to Nine one time, so he calls him Jackass guy. Now.
Yeah, no, he directed Jackass movies.
Wasn't Rab?
No, not Rab. Rab himself. They had some mustard and scared him off. But it's based on the book The Dirt. That's why it's called The Dirt. And The Dirt was co-authored by everybody in Motley Crue.
Bull crap.
And
yeah,
it's a fun time, man.
Is it?
Not the most well done music biopic you will ever see from an artistic filmmaking perspective, but
it's no Bohemian Rhapsody. You're saying?
But I mean, you know, you want like humor and drugs and boobs. There you go.
Boobs.
Lots of them. Lots really? And lots and lots of them.
Because I was going to say, right, Netflix is not, I mean, Netflix will show nudity and stuff, but it won't be very graphic from what I've seen. And yeah. I'm not necessarily looking for it, but when you make a film about freaking Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, yeah. Especially Vince Neil and Tommy Lee were in that band.
You have to have women naked and covered in blood, I would imagine.
Yeah. Not covered in blood. Naked.
No, no. But naked.
The only, yeah. The only person covered in blood is Razzle.
Yeah.
To my knowledge.
All right. What do you think, Jim? Tell us about it. Sell it to us.
Wait, I mean,
I got Netflix.
It's the story of Motley Crue, you know, starting with Tommy Lee meeting Nikki Sixx, and Tommy Lee just being the. It really paints a good picture of those guys. Now, the two guys who really, at various points in the movie, just look like the biggest a-holes in the world. Yeah. Are Vince and Nikki at different points of the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Tommy had his self-control problems. Probably still does. And he was wild, but more fun wild. Yeah. The guy who looks good throughout the entire movie is Mick Mars.
Yes, he does.
He's like the grown-up of the bunch because he's the old man.
Yeah.
And an interesting guy because Mick Mars is a guy, nobody knows for sure how old he is. He was either born in 1955 or 1951, so he's either 63 or 67. Nobody knows for sure.
It doesn't seem like there's anything embarrassing about him, which was really good. Now, Tommy Lee, didn't you think that he was, I didn't think he was, so portrayed in the movie as like this big nerd.
You saw it too, Paige?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, Paige saw it too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that.
Tommy Lee played by Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I saw that as a meme. That's real?
Yeah. MGK played Tommy Lee. Did a good job, too. Did a good
Damn,
job.
Damn, I didn't know MGK was that tall.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee's like 6'6", isn't he?
Yeah. He's,
I can Google it. You're busy. Guy. Let me Google it.
Yeah, look it up.
See how long it takes me.
Look it up.
I thought it was a documentary.
No, it's a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a movie. There are some fourth wall breaks, though.
Tommy Lee is 6'2".
Yeah. MGK's probably about that tall.
Okay.
He's a tall, skinny guy.
I have the rest of the heights. Mick Mars and Vince Neil are both 5'9", and Nikki Sixx is 6'1".
Yeah. Yeah, Nikki Sixx is the other average-sized guy. Oh, Mick Mars used to be taller before his illness got the best of him.
Yeah, you know, I met them like 10 years ago, and Mick Mars, he looked like he was in so much pain. Like, he could not, even when he walked, he looked like a statue was coming to life and walking. I mean, it was sad.
I think he is in that much pain. I really do.
How does he still? This is 10 years later, though. I mean, they're on. They have a residency in Vegas now, right?
No, they haven't played a show together since 2015.
I thought
New
they
Year's
were.
Eve.
Really?
That was the final show. Yeah.
Holy stuff.
And, you know, you really had empathy for Mick Mars because his pain started way, way, way even before the band.
When he was 17.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds like a candy bar.
So he's been in pain 50 years or so.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 46 and 50 years, depending on how old he is.
Hey, let me get one of those Mick Mars bars over there. Can I
have a Myers pair?
Yeah. And, you know who's in it playing a role, too? Pete Davidson shows up playing a role, like a prominent role in the movie. He does a fine job.
He's good.
Does a fine job.
He's really good.
He plays their.
Is he Ozzy?
He plays a record rep, the executive from Elektra.
Who is Vince Neil? Gary Valentine?
No, Vince Neil is Daniel Weber, an Australian actor.
Oh.
Now, that's something
Australian?
Yeah, Vince Neil is played by an Australian. And then Douglas Booth plays Nikki Sixx. And then
Megan Mullally played Mama Cass.
Some dude with a Welsh name plays Mick Mars. And then, obviously, MGK plays Tommy Lee. So three out of the four are played by guys from the UK or Australia. And then Ozzy shows up, and it's a comedian from Virginia playing Ozzy.
Which is just non-Americans playing Americans and English people
played by dudes from Virginia.
What in the world?
That's just how, you know.
Does it work, though?
Yeah, it works fine. Hmm. Yeah, everybody plays the part well. Then the stuff with Ozzy, where the crew are on tour with Ozzy, that's the best part of the movie. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but that's fun, funny, awesome stuff.
A lot
stuff.
Of cocaine.
No.
Sex.
I'll say this. Ozzy
wants, you see Sharon naked?
Ozzy wants a bump, and they're all out, so he improvises.
It's awful.
Yeah. No Sharon or anything, just Ozzy.
I've heard that. I've heard that before.
You know what it was. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your pantomime was good. You get to see.
We just did Sharadio. You can't see it.
You get to see how Tommy just looks like a dude in the movie who just is so full of love for people, especially women. But it isn't like Vince Neil where he's just, you know, blanking everything that moves. Mm-hmm. Like Tommy really has a heart, and he loves these women. And then he's screwed up. Man, I mean, he was married to Heather Locklear. He screwed that up himself.
Yeah,
it was all on him.
Heather Locklear.
It isn't as graphic as like the real truth of the book and the real truth of the heroin diaries and the real truth of what they went through.
Heroin diaries by
it's about fish.
Nikki Six was a great book. That's one book I legit read.
Yeah,
I mean, I really did.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a bathtub book. It was a real book.
It probably isn't as graphic as that, but. As far as a movie version, does a good job. Like when Vince Neil wrecked his car. And,
when he killed the guy?
Razzle from Hanoi Rocks died in a wreck.
They talk about that?
Oh, yeah, they cover that. And they cover Vince Neil's daughter dying of cancer when she's 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They cover all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it covers the highs and the lows. And then, it really goes from the lows to... And then we played together for 20 more years.
You know, I didn't know that about Vince Neil.
About his daughter?
I had no idea.
Yeah. He went through some stuff.
She was how old?
I think four.
Jeez.
She was four. She's
I saw it on Cribs.
I did not know that.
Yep.
And I want to tell Fat Boy that the guy that played McMars is Ramsay from Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Who's a Nazi, I heard.
No,
I'm making that last part
up. Scene, Fat Boy knows who it is.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a good actor.
God, I don't know if I want to watch it now.
No. I did not know that about Vince Neil. I did not know that.
They talk about how he lost his voice. He sounds like Bob Dylan now?
No, they don't get into that, but he really does sound like Bob Dylan now.
Like, where does the movie end? Does it end? How does the movie end? Because there's still an ongoing, I mean, they're all alive.
Yeah.
Remarkably.
Shockingly, somehow, they're all still alive. It just, you know, it ends with them, we played together for another 20 years, that kind of thing. It ends on a high note.
But they're not performing now.
No, they haven't in... 3.5 years.
So like when it's like almost. When I Googled Tommy Lee a moment ago, it says he's performing Friday night, April 5th at Seminole Casino in Florida. So what is it? Just Methods of Mayhem? I mean, you get
or maybe just him solo. I don't know what he does now.
He's Methods
just
go play. Of Mayhem.
Remember Methods of Mayhem?
I saw him sing a bit. Yeah,
I was the one guy that bought the CD. Get naked.
I mean, because they all
get naked,
and then. You know, Nikki Six has his band, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You know. But do you think they're ever going to have, like, a reunion tour?
Hell yeah. This is the setup for it.
Yeah,
they're just
I
testing
so.
Out the market to see if... Because I bet their music is up.
I want to go.
Have a voice anymore. I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
That might have been why they had to stop is because Vince couldn't go anymore, really.
Yeah. Yeah, when I said he was 5'9 earlier, that's his width, it says here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See, it's so great in the video where he can't sing because he's doing his fingers counting the song and he just, you know, just gives up and the crowd sings the song.
Yeah.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, I mean, it covers all the just a nice portrait of the 80s excess of trashing hotels and putting stuff up their noses.
Beating the crap. They used to beat the hell out of their own fans. If they, like, threw beer at them, they would, like, jump off the stage and beat the hell out of their fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a great scene about that in there. Great scene about that.
Yeah.
Like, there are some moments of the movie where you're going to think, ah, that didn't really happen like that. And it probably didn't really happen like that. But, damn it, it makes it fun.
Yeah.
Like the girl at the table.
No, that probably
can't
did happen.
Do that to me.
I was thinking about them jumping off.
I'm not going to tell you that.
I was thinking more about their very first show together in L.A.
They jumped
off the stage, won a fist fight against all them big dudes, and then got back on stage and played. That probably never happened, or at least not quite like that.
Yeah.
Probably right.
How long is it?
About 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Ooh. Not bad.
No, it's perfectly watchable. I think everybody, look, if you listen to this and you like rock music, if you like... watching other people party in a movie that'll make you want to go party just like they did, it's fun. You'll enjoy it.
Somebody text in, F that ripoff band. They're nothing but a bunch of... Who do they rip off? I mean, I guess at that point with music, you're a little bit of everybody, but
I don't think anybody.
Like,
I mean, not my favorite band. Like, I like Motley Crue.
They had their own sound,
right?
Though.
But then, you know, are they one of my favorite bands? No, but they're an interesting band with an interesting story, and they had a lot of fun, and a lot of bad things happened as a result of them having too much fun.
Yeah. See, that's what's, I think that's what's missing from rock music today, is that they're all just very, I mean, like, they're very nice guys, and they're all, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's some dickheads out there, but, like, nobody's, like, trashing stuff anymore.
No.
Because everything's, like, you know.
Expensive.
Expensive, and we don't want to lose that corporate sponsor or this or that.
Yeah, I mean, we have a deal with this hotel chain we stay at every night. We can't trash them anymore.
They don't tell seven-year wits to start beating up stuff and crashing through the ceiling and all that stuff, and I mean, that'll really set them
they're
forward.
They're pretty nice young men, though.
Well, you know. It's, so are all these other guys, but you got to have that front.
If anybody's going to... If anybody...
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man.
If anybody on the local end of things is going to be trashing hotel rooms and going to that Motley Crue level of rock and roll excess, it's going to be Silver Tongue Devils.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it's going to be those guys. They are the ones.
They should put...
and Duncan.
They should put that tongue thing you do at the beginning of each song. Like, that's their Mike Will Made It. What's she doing?
Long red tongue of yours.
So you recommend it. It sounds great, and I'll be honest with you, for a non-horror movie to get the thumbs up from Jimmy's rare.
It's just a fun time, man. I mean, it's fun 1980s rock and roll stuff.
Did it make you want to go out and, like, drink or to do drugs? Or
absolutely.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Not at
damn.
All.
Not at Paige, you say no.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of realize it was years of abuse.
Well, notice how much fun they were having, and they started, you know, introducing needles to themselves. Yeah, they were having fun until that happened.
That was the thing, the needles. You lost me on that, and, you know, having to...
That was Nikki Sixx,
right? Be brought back
to life.
All
were on it?
No, Nikki Sixx.
Oh, yeah.
Nikki Sixx,
on the heroin.
Yeah, as far as the movie goes, nobody else ever did but him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince drank a lot, and Tommy just was a wild party guy. And then in the 80s, they all did a lot of cocaine.
Any of them ever do any bisexual stuff?
I hope Tommy Lee didn't.
Not in the movie. But
there's always rumors, though. I didn't know if that was something covered
but
or not.
Thanks to Vince Neil, it's just tons and tons of gratuitous female nudity.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And you'd like it. Also, some man butts. Good many man butts.
All right.
Yeah.
It might have been Vince with his shirt off.
It might have been his belly, for all we know. Who knows?
No, these girls were way hotter than him.
All right. The Dirt on Netflix, the Motley Crue movie. We're inching up toward the big announcement. Actually, 15 minutes away from the big announcement.
Yes, we are.
Speculation is upon us. We'll read some of the tweets and texts next, right after this. Morning, everybody.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Everybody out in the hallway talking tonight about the movie. The Dirt.
Yeah, it's like a stone man.
Yeah?
Yeah, you like that nine?
Yeah.
He liked it, too.
Ah, was it good? Ah, so I check it out. We'll take a boat ride.
All right, so we have to watch our time here because we've made some promises of the announcement. A lot of people are wondering what the announcement's going to be. It's a big, big, big announcement.
And
Carolyn, you're wrong. Or should I say that yet? Because if we start shooting down all the different rumors and speculation and stuff, well, then it starts to help people realize maybe what the announcement's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, but so far, everybody I've seen has been wrong.
P1 churros and cartwheels. Hopefully, you're going to start selling Rise Guys P1 Pilsner in cases. That's not what it is.
Go to the brewery, Thomas Creek Brewery. They'll get you a case.
Yeah. I mean, you go to the case. Well, you have to buy 4 6-packs.
Well, yeah, but they'll just say, hey, tell me I want a case. They'll put you 4 6-packs on a flat and just give you that's a case.
Yeah. It's already in kegs. That's a great, it's already in kegs. You can get one. If you got a kegerator at your house, go to Thomas Creek and get
you a
keg.
Go to the brewery, get you a keg. Absolutely.
Fat boy, what are people saying on the phones? What is the speculation about?
Well, they keep asking straight up.
Can't say it yet. Like, I'm not even, like, trying to get more time out of your ears right now. We can't say it yet. Cannot say it yet. Carolyn. God, I want to read her text. But all right, don't respond to it. I'll just read it. So I have a feeling the Rise guys are announcing they're leaving the planet. Carolyn in Greenville. I mean, we are leaving the planet.
Hopefully at 10:30.
10:30, 10:45, going to a dentist appointment at 11.
Yeah, Matt has an appointment, so we got
to... It's going to take you a while to get there.
That's true.
Got to drive across the parking lot.
This is some... Okay.
Takes a minute.
This is going to be a big, big announcement. Something... This is going to be a first, right? This is a first.
Yes, it is a first.
This is a first. This is... This is exciting. And I don't want to see any... put some kind of filter on the text line where no negatives can come in.
Oh, yeah. Haven't invented that yet, buddy.
By the way, Thomas Creek Ambassador Will Law has informed me that you can get our P1 Pilsner kegs from Total Wine.
Wow.
So if you want to go over there and get it.
Hey, guys, go pick one up.
Go get one, guys. Total Wine. Speculation is upon us. All right, let's just go to break, and then when we come back, we'll just finally get the announcement made.
You want to just go ahead and do it? Maybe hit it like right on time?
I think we're going to have to.
So far, I haven't seen one correct guess. I'm looking at the...
God, I'm excited.
I'm looking at the I'm looking at the text line, social media. Nobody has anything. Or at least they don't have a right guess. They have incorrect guesses.
Right, maybe there's
about us having boyfriends.
What?
Is that true?
About who?
Any one of us having a boyfriend?
Well, it must be Fat Boy.
No, one of them specifically about Matt.
Did I have a boyfriend? Who? Yeah. Who is the boyfriend?
It doesn't say.
Name a name.
Bofa.
Bofa D's?
P1 Doom Guy thinks we have the okay to street fight another radio show. No.
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 Fingers still crossed on that one. Let's go to Chip and Greer. Maybe Chip knows. Hey, Chip.
Yo, what's happening, guys?
How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. Just want to say I love your show. Been listening to it forever.
Are you excited about the big announcement coming up?
Yes, I am.
Wow, well, God.
Although I did miss it, so I'm just going to agree with you.
We ain't said it yet.
We haven't said it.
That's good then, because I'd have missed it.
Yeah.
But I was talking about the Jaegers, which is one of my faves. And I was watching reruns of Alf. And Alf was getting tore up in the kitchen, and he had a bottle of Jaeger sitting on the table.
Alf?
Alf.
Oh, my
original,
God.
The same bottle, the same label.
Yeah.
Everything.
Good for him.
Didn't know it was Nazi paraphernalia, did he?
I didn't even know Jaeger was even around back then, to be honest. So,
yeah.
That kind of blew my mind. We got mutual friends. You know Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Caleb Kenny. Mike Kenny's like family to me.
Let me tell you something.
That's my tag team partner. I wrestled for like 12 years, and I heard the show. I think it was Friday. I was talking about Sugar Mamas and dancing. I was an entertainer for 12 years. And
what? You were an entertainer?
Yes, I danced with a group called Xander Dancers, Chippendales.
No kidding.
I got to see what you
Paige's got a birthday coming up.
We used to do characters back in the day.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
We would do 20 shows in 21 days.
Damn.
We'd be at a different nightclub.
Yeah.
Just pretty much all over the United States.
Wow.
Dance for 400 or 500 girls a night. It was pretty awesome.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Was it like the videos you see where y'all pull your jacket open and the woman would slide into the jacket with you, or?
No, not quite, but, there's routines behind it, and, Magic Mike didn't really put it out there too much, too well.
I got a question I can ask.
I did dance with Channing Tatum before he went to California.
Hey,
he really
you.
Did dance.
He's a good dancer.
Yeah, he come up from Florida and did a show in Raleigh. It was a super show, and it was like 30 guys.
Really?
And he come up with a group up there. And so.
Do you still entertain?
Nah, I'm retired.
Retired. You hung up your banana hammock.
Yeah, I'm 46 now.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped. I pro wrestled. I wrestled Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner, Buff Bagwell, Gold Dust, Jake the Snake Roberts. I tagged with Ricky Morton like 5 times.
Jesus Christ.
You can be our assistant producer.
That's true.
I saw Buff's ass.
Chip, have a good morning, sir. Thanks for the info. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
Have a good morning.
Thanks, man.
God bless us.
I will say this real quick about the announcement
we're gonna make in a minute. Chip's going back into the entertainment business.
Yes, but what he's going to be a naked wrestler now. No, this is not something entirely for us. This is also something for y'all, for everybody, for everybody.
Yeah, don't wait. I mean, golly.
Like,
It has nothing to do with our ongoing feud with another morning show.
No,
it has nothing to do with any of us moving or getting married. Or Fat Boy is not pregnant.
No, no. And no, he doesn't look it either. Stop texting that.
Right. I'm too old to be pregnant. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I've passed my prime. All right.
Mirror punch me.
The big announcement coming up here in mere moments. Hold on.
I'm so nightmarish creatures.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Perverse.
Perverse.
Debauchery.
The Rise Guys.
Product of a diseased mind.
Weekday morning. On 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.